being joined by Dyke New Hartford wrestling coach Tony Norton as we're recapping the 2024-25 season. Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Hard to believe the season's in the books here already, but just want to go back and talk a few big picture things for your team here this season. Looked like a pretty solid dual season, especially early on. You challenged yourselves, quite a few, dual meets against the NICL, of course, some Saturday dual tournaments that you went to. Unfortunately, not quite enough to get into those regional duels, but certainly it looked like a dual season where a lot more wins than losses for you guys. What was kind of your take on, this past dual season for you guys?
Yeah, I think we ended up being like 21-9, something like that. Anyways, so we got a lot of duels in, which is usually pretty good. We had, for the most part, a pretty full lineup this year. All 14 weights we were able to fill, and certainly that helps. You don't have to give up those 6 extra points at different weight classes, and just even strategizing, moving guys around or whatever. We had pretty good numbers, so we were able to do some of that at times and prevent other teams from doing that to us. So, so we had good progress. Of course, we want to be closer to some of those top teams, or we want to be able to beat them. But certainly, when the ones we lost to, we want the score to be close as possible.
Yeah, and you had mentioned, but having a full lineup certainly makes a huge difference. I know last year, or maybe the year before that, something like that, that maybe was a little bit more of a challenge for you guys. So what was that like to, just be able to, have that, have that mindset going in, knowing that, hey, we're going to be full, we're going to have, a serious chance, at pretty much every single dual meet,
Yeah, that makes a big difference. Like I said, last year, I think we were open at the first 3 weight classes. So, we started off 18-0 in the hole. That's, that could be a lot of points to overcome. And this year, maybe we'd pick up a forfeit or not. It doesn't matter. But, just the guys that we were sending out there were all competitive. We were young this year. I think we had 4 seniors. But the rest of the lineup, I think at one point we had 8 freshmen in the lineup. So, they took some growing pains, but, they did a great job. That and be fighting for making it to regional duels, fighting for state duels. That's always kind of the goal. But we'll see how much hard work they put in over between now and November, and hopefully we can keep progressing.
Yeah, and you had one state qualifier, Gavin Gerbrock, here in his sophomore season. Ends up getting a few matches on the backside. Unfortunately, it didn't quite make it on the podium this year, but, what can you say about him being able to, make it down there here in his sophomore season? Certainly a guy that seems like has a really high ceiling here as soon as he becomes, an upperclassman next year.
Yeah, I agree. Gavin, I think he went 2-2 at state. He's a district champion. Started hitting his stride, well, all year, but I felt like the last, 3-4 weeks, he was really doing his best wrestling, which is what we want from everybody. Yeah, and like you said, we got a few things to polish up. That was one of the things we talked about even in Des Moines. He came up, this is what I got to get better at. Yep, I agree. He's been putting in some extra time, hitting the weight room hard, obviously. And, just confidence-wise, even for next year, I think that he's a tough kid. He's going to be tough to beat. So looking forward to it.
And then in the district tournament, you had a few others that were close, a few third and fourth place finishes that ultimately fell just short of getting to state. But as you mentioned, a lot of those guys are going to be youngsters with opportunities to improve on that here in future seasons.
Yeah, that district day, I don't know what happened. Probably wasn't our best day of competing, to be brutally honest. But yeah, we did. We fell short in a few weight classes where we were hoping that we could sneak guys through or get them through. And it just didn't pan out. Just didn't work out. That's life. That's the sport of wrestling. But you know, the Weedman boys, I know, finished up pretty high. And they're both back. You know, Dax made a ton of progress this year, in my opinion. You know, he was fighting for, I think he ended up, maybe got fourth, but right there too. Connor Weedman, another one that was right there at 113 pounds. So I'm not sure what weight they'll be at next year by any means, but, you know, just. But, man, he made so much progress over his 4 years. You know, we lost him to graduation, but just came so far. Lou Texter was third. You know, had a chance to. And Lou was, you know, a very athletic kid. He's been around the sport of wrestling his whole life, but not always involved in wrestling. His freshman and sophomore year, he's actually out for basketball. And then his junior year, he got hurt before Christmas and was unable to compete for the rest of the year. So really, he, not a freshman, but, and again, he's been around wrestling, but just his first real year of competing. So, you know, like I said, we were close at a lot of weights, just weren't able to quite get him down to Des Moines like we wanted. But, you know, the younger kids, they'll bounce back and hopefully be better and tougher next year.
Yeah, and when it comes to, you know, some of those other wrestlers, again, maybe didn't have the greatest record or win percentage this season, but just important that they got, you know, a ton of matches under their belts. I see a lot of guys with, you know, 40-plus matches on the season, so certainly great for some of those guys who maybe weren't quite as, you know, weren't contending as much as maybe some of your top guys were, but that experience, man, there's really no substitute for some of the experience that some of the younger guys in the lineup got this year.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you know, like I said, some of those freshmen, you know, like Kaizen Eberhardt, I mean, he's been around wrestling a long time. He did a great job for us, you know, wrestling 138 pounds as a freshman. It's a pretty big weight class, and you know, did a great job. You know, again, he'd just make a mistake or whatever and get caught and pinned. Or, you know, Bryce Bass, hope we weren't sure where he was going to be. They wrestled 175, and you know, did a great job all year long, picked up a lot, and you know, those kids are going to be real tough here in the next 3 years. So we're looking forward to having them on our roster and seeing what they can do. You know, Sully O'Neill did a good job at 106 pounds, made a ton of progress. Colt Rogers at 113 pounds, you know, actually dislocated and broke part of his shoulder, and when we wrestled AP and Wapsie at end of January. We did battle quite a few injuries this year, but again, that's kind of part of it. James Wingert, you know, he's got a lot of pieces of the puzzle. He's got to put it together. Carson Van Heiden, another kid that is, again, just got to put all them pieces together. So yeah, I mean, they learned a lot this year, got a lot of matches, a lot of experience, put them in a lot of different situations. Hopefully they can retain all that information that we were trying to pass on to them and do a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of mat time this from now until November. And, you know, November rolls around. Hopefully they're ready to roll.
All right, just a couple questions left for you. Looking back on the season as a whole, any big highlights or any memorable moments that comes to mind here from the past season?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a great group of kids to work with this year. You know, they came in with good, positive attitudes. You know, our four seniors did a great job. You know, Jake Rags, I haven't even mentioned him, but he tore his ACL right before Christmas and was unable to compete after Christmas at all. But he's high caliber, like Tate DeBurr, Lou Texter, Jay Sandoware, our four seniors. You know, they did a great job of leading the way. They took care of all the drama. We didn't really have any drama in this year in the weight room or in the wrestling room. Like I said, they were just a fun group to be around, did what was asked, did it to the best of their ability. And, you know, I thought we improved, you know, for the most part all year long. And that's what we always talk about. You know, we want to get 1% better every day. We want to improve every time we're on the mat. And I know that at districts, we didn't have our best day, but for the most part, like I said, they did those things. So we lose our four seniors, but I think we have 21 returners, and our eighth grade class should be, it's got some wrestlers in it also. So again, you know, I think I think down the future for the next few years, we're headed in the right direction. But yeah, it takes a lot of work too. So we'll see how hard they're willing to work and how much they want to improve, and we'll go battle.
All right, and a last question for you today. What's the offseason looking like for you guys? I know you have some guys doing some stuff on the AAU scene as well. So what's that looking like for you guys?
Yeah, we got most of our kids at D&H are very fortunate. Our numbers are good, and you know they multi-sport. Most of them begin in the weight room, you know, 2-3 times a week. And again, most of them now are out for track, or if they're not out for track, they're out for soccer, but they're doing something. And then when summer rolls around, we try to get them to a camp. In the spring, we try to get them to do a takedown tournament or a freestyle tournament or something. Come to some open mats. And again, just kind of get them on the mat a little bit. But also being respectful of their time. And, you know, got a lot of kids that, again, are multi-sport athletes, and we don't want to interfere with those sports. But we want them to do a little bit at least. And so far, I'd say most of them are. You know, again, the summer rolls around. We said we usually host a pretty good camp that we want them to attend, and, you know, give them opportunities to go to other places. And then before you know, we'll be back in school and football and cross-country season, and boom, right into wrestling season.
Well, that's been D&H wrestling coach Tony Norton. Appreciate the time today, and always a pleasure to cover your team, and I'm sure we'll catch you around here in the offseason.
That sounds good. Well, thanks for covering us, and appreciate it. You guys do a great job. Especially John, you know, he's at all our meets and covering us, and it's great. Love it.
You bet. Appreciate the kind words. We'll be back with more of the Sports Beat here on Radio on the Go Sports.